After November's presidential election, we heard a lot about how there was low voter turnout nationwide. Well, it turns out that wasn't the case, at least compared to our most recent election. In fact, voter turnout in this election was slightly higher than it was in 2012, when President Barack Obama was reelected. But that's still below the 2008 election, when President Obama was first elected, and it still means that 4 in 10 eligible voters didn't vote.
Here in Arizona, those numbers were even lower, according to a new study by nonprofit Vote and the U.S. Elections Project. Arizona was 44th in the nation when it comes to voter turnout, even though it was one of the 14 battleground states where candidates spent much of their time and money. I spoke with George Pillsbury, a senior consultant to nonprofit Votes, more about what they found.
The campaigns devoted 99% of their money and about 95% of their campaign stops just to these 14 states. So the rest of the country kind of got left out. Mm-hmm. Arizona was one of the lucky ones that had some attention from the candidates. And at the same time, it didn't really translate into a lot of turnout numbers. Turnout went up slightly for Arizona, so we can see that. It was higher than 2012. But it was the lowest of all the 14 battleground states. Arizona had the lowest turnout.
And you also looked at how states can make it easier to vote. What were some of the most significant barriers you found for people voting?
Voter registration continues to be a major barrier for people actually casting their ballot. You know, it may not seem that hard to experienced voters, but the fact is to new voters, to younger voters, they end up having a lot of problems. They move a lot, their addresses change. And in most states, it cut off the ability to fix any registration problem 3 to 4 weeks ahead of the election. We found that 17 states now let voters either register or correct a registration all the way up in early voting through Election Day. So those are the states with the higher turnouts that basically take away the barrier of having a mistake on your voter registration or somehow missing a deadline. In fact, the 6 states with the highest turnout all offered what's called same-day voter registration.
In Arizona, we don't have that, obviously, but we do have online voter registration. Do you think that is helpful, at least in allowing more people to register to vote?
You know, Arizona was first in the nation in implementing online voter registration.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is helpful, particularly for anyone under 40. They're not going to be filling out paper forms. They're going to go online and expect to be able to do any transaction online. But probably it's more maintaining their turnout rather than increasing it.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly would have gone down had online voter registration not been offered. I think it has a small effect helping younger people vote, but not the kind of effect that you see in a couple other more sweeping registration reforms, including the same-day voter registration.
So we've heard so much about voter fraud this election, and voter ID laws here in Arizona are very controversial. Did you see any effect of that in this data?
Well, I think that, voter fraud is an interesting concept. I mean, yes, there are a few incidents here and there. A non-citizen might mistakenly vote. Someone who doesn't understand the laws about some ex-offenders can't vote, people who have a conviction. There's some confusion, but that's, 1, 2, 5, 10 people. It's a tiny, tiny percentage, and it shouldn't be used to pass laws that make it harder to vote. We would say that, I don't know if you call it fraud, but the real problem is that we have such outdated laws and that, in fact, in 2016, there's no reason for a voter registration deadline. North Dakota limited voter registration altogether in 1951. Mm-hmm. Minnesota, Maine, and New Hampshire eliminated it in the early 1970s. Now 17 states have eliminated that deadline. You know, why shouldn't all 50 states just get rid of the deadline and millions more people could vote? We'd have her turnout in the 70% rather than the 60% range. As the 5 or 6 states that have same-day registration now show, they're all in the 70% or high 60% range of turnout.
So when you look at this data and you say 60% or a little over 60% of people who are eligible to vote, voting is a pretty high turnout over the last several decades. What does that say about voting in America? That's still a little over half of people voting.
Exactly. It's high by U.S. standards, but not by most all other democracies that voted higher rates. Hey, let's face it, the United States was the first democracy, and we're the oldest. And a lot of these laws that we're using today come from the 18th century. They haven't really unchanged. The voter registration laws, for example, were developed in the 1800s. They might have been appropriate when everything was done on paper. I mean, today, there's no reason you can't show up at the polls and deal with your registration problems right then and not have to be prevented from voting because you haven't done something wrong with your registration. That's a big problem, is just modernizing our voter system, which is the world's eldest, and we can be proud of it, but we know it needs a lot of work. And 40% of people not voting is not a good statistic by democracy standards. You know, it makes it hard to have a working democracy if so many people aren't participating.
Right. All right. George Pillsbury is a senior consultant to Nonprofit Votes. George, thanks for speaking with me about this.
Okay. Thank you.